misunderstanding is inescapable things in our life. But if it is important matter, if we did misunderstanding, then we may not be escape significant impact or loss from our misunderstanding. That means misunderstanding is inescapable, but we should be careful to understand the things in right way. In Korea, in February, one woman aged 70 died with stomach cancer. She was rich with a 30-year running business, Gomtangjip. Her assets were about $3 million. Before she died for a couple of months, her closest people or persons, stepson and niece, they came to her in order to take the asset out of her hands. Even though they knew her situation, stomach cancer, they mistreated her. And actually the stepson is a college faculty member, professor, but he had wrong conscience. The niece too, she spent long time with her for helping her the business, but she also had the black heart, bad heart, to take the money when she died. At the end, the whole asset were given or donated to one small hospice where her real daughter, who was serious handicapped, has been there for a long time. So from young age to old, around 40 to 50 years, she spent there. So the woman who died donated her all asset to there and asked them to take care of her daughter after she left. The woman knew the two close persons, like stepson and niece. They showed very good attitude. You know, we love you so much, like that. But she knew it's not right. It's not true. So in her mind, she decided to give her whole asset to her real daughter or the hospice. That's the better way to spend her money, she decided. Because she read their heart. Their heart, they tried to get more money from his mother or her aunt. So it really happened in Korea nowadays. But I found something like misunderstanding here. The woman died, didn't have any heart or mind or plan to distribute her asset to three people. Rather, she just decided to give the whole asset for her daughter, right? But these two close men, they believe they are close, and they believe they are legal heir of her asset. They believe. But they didn't know the hidden daughter in the hospice. They didn't know, never knew. But she knew that, you know, the woman died. So they misunderstood what? I am the person who can take the whole asset out of her hands when she died. She is very sick, so soon or later, I would get the money, right? They misunderstood, so they mistreat the woman there. Today's text tells us sort of a misunderstanding. I'm very sure it's misunderstanding between Jesus and his disciples or Jesus and the people around Jesus Christ. They believed they knew Jesus well, but they did misunderstood the real value of Jesus Christ. So we can see in the text the misunderstanding happened. And also we want to apply this word in our life. Want to check that whether or not we had sort of a misunderstanding on Jesus Christ, even we believe or even we confess our faith in Christ Jesus. So if then this message would be a remedy to heal our perspective, to understand Jesus Christ, the real value of Jesus Christ in our life. Before we get into the text, actually the text has the background, the information from verse 17 to 18. So let me get that verse first. Verses. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. That is important background of their misunderstanding. When you look at verse 12, the next day, we need to know what's the next day of that. If you look at verses 1 through 11, chapter 12 of John, you may find the background of it. Jesus stopped by the house of Lazarus 6 days before getting into Jerusalem, before his death. He stopped by Bethany, one small village of Lazarus. Last time, he took him out of the tomb and revived him. And he stopped by that house and spent one night with him and his two sisters. And they served Jesus and the people there. The next day means right after that, the large crowd, as we read, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. Who is Jesus in their mind? He had the mighty power to do anything he wants. Even he could revive the people, die, you know. So the people there, the crowd, the large crowd, John said, large crowd means it's uncountable people. Just because of the feast there. What is the feast? The feast is the Passover, the most important feast in Israel. That is Passover. Jesus died on the Passover, right? So they came to Jerusalem area to keep the feast before Passover. So there were many people. And then they heard the witness. Jesus had a special power. Even he was able to revive people out of a tomb. So they heard that, and then that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they heard. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him. That's first the response of theirs, right? They went out. They couldn't stay at home. And they went out, or out of a tent, to meet Jesus with something. That is branches of palm trees. We need to understand what is the meaning of palm tree. In the whole Testament, we can find a couple of places to mention palm tree. But in the Old Testament, normally it explains the abundance, glory, power, joy. So palm tree represent abundance, glory, power, and joy. Based on Leviticus 23:40, Psalm 92:12, Ezekiel 40:16, like that. And in Revelation 7:9, John the Apostle explained the scene in heaven. The believers in heaven, they are trying to praise God. Let me read it for you. After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes, and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands. Means, in heaven, even, before God, when we praise the Lord, His abundance, His glory, we have the branches of palm tree. So in the Bible, it represents power, glory, joy, and abundance, those kind of things. In their mind at the time, if they show their heart to celebrate someone wonderful, they try to follow these steps, like taking branches of palm tree and wave it to welcome the king. So this was not expected for Christ. But they prepared themselves, the branches of palm tree, and came out and they waved. Why? Because they believe Jesus is the king. They believe Jesus is the Messiah God appointed who could deliver them out of Roman regime. And they also cried out this. It's the same meaning. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Actually, many people misunderstood the meaning of Hosanna. It's not hallelujah. Hosanna is not praise the Lord. No, never. Hosanna is written only one time in the Bible, Psalm 118:25. Its right pronunciation is Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna means save us, we pray. So it's right, right? They wave the branches, shouting, Hosanna, save us, we pray. They are accepting their new king, the powerful king, with action and with their voice. Same meaning. We awaited you, and you came. So we receive you with all our heart, like that, you know. But in this scene, Jesus' response is so funny. He found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, Zechariah 9:9. Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. Jesus tries to keep on the word of God continually. In them would, uncountable people there, they praise Jesus Christ with one voice, Hosanna. But Jesus don't look them with his heart. Rather, he focused on the word of God. Why? Because the word of God shows him the purpose of his coming continually. So he kept his focus on the word of God. The Zechariah 9:9. That is, the real king, if the king or the person who was appointed by God as the savior of his people, he should what? Ride on colt. So the colt, actually at the time, is very lower than we imagine. You know, you may imagine like a big dog, okay, not donkey. It's a donkey's, the donkey's colt means it's not an adult donkey, right? So very lower. So if we try to, or adult try to ride on it, it is very funny, so funny. Sometimes we should not rely on the, you know, the donkey. Rather, we should walk like this. Very big dog, if we try to ride on it, it's so funny, right? But Jesus tried to represent this scene here. Why? Because Jesus, even though people misunderstood his coming is like their political power or king, Jesus tried to show the real value of his coming. That is the salvation from their sin and death. Not out of the political power, but out of spiritual Satan power. Jesus wanted to save his people out of that regime. So Jesus showed totally unfittable action here. And this thing, his disciples confess in this way. His disciples did not understand at the time. But later on, Jesus was ascended into heaven, as we know, in Pentecost. After like 10 days of Jesus' ascension, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they opened their eyes. And they knew, they understand everything in new eyeglasses called Jesus Christ. So they understood why Jesus followed these steps, these funny, funny steps. They knew that is the meaning of this. In other words, they misunderstood at the time, everyone except Christ Jesus. But Jesus tried to, even though they misunderstood, it bothered him. Rather, he tried to focus on his ways continue to fulfill the salvation for us. At this moment, verse 19 shows another crowd. So the Pharisees said to one another, you see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. The Pharisees, they said each other, they talked each other at the time. In the scene, the Pharisees were there, even though this text didn't show us. They were there and they complained, even to Christ. Please calm down the people to shout to you like Hosanna. And Jesus answered them, if they don't, the stones there will shout. So they were there and they tried to contact Christ, you know, personally. And later on here, they talk each other, not to Christ. We lost everything. We lost everything. We lose our game like that. Why they confess this kind of confession? Because their perspective, the power is not belonging to spiritual realm. Rather, it's a visible and physical realm, they believe. So they lost the people means the people tried to focus on Christ Jesus alone. And they noticed that, and from that moment, they thought, we lost everything. When we close this message, yes, sure, we should understand the real value of Christ Jesus and his coming and his entry, the triumphant entry into the Jerusalem. But just think about the second crowd. You know, yes, we could understand the people there. They waved the branches and they shout Hosanna. Yes, they misunderstood. Okay, we understood that. But what if we understand Jesus Christ and the real value of his coming? We understand him different ways from that moment, like, you know, when we pray, God answer, right? That kind of approach. Yes, that's not wrong. But what if sometimes we pray and, you know, God answered to our prayer, but the result is totally different. In that moment, what would you respond to that situation? Here, Pharisees, they showed it's they disappointed the moment. But if we are able to understand the real value of Christ's coming and his entry, then what would be the response, right response, when we face on every kind of, even unexpected situation? What is that? That would be, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And be encouraged in that moment, even in that moment. That should be the things we need to understand or remember from this message. This week, we considered Passion Week. Jesus suffered for us. Romans 3:23 mentioned this. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. Here said, the situation is clear when we were sinners. So I would encourage you and challenge you to think about the value of Christ and his salvation for us in this, throughout this week. Is it really valuable? Really valuable in our life context? Or sometimes valuable, sometimes not? For this week, you know, if you think Jesus Christ once a day in your normal week, then I encourage you 3 times a day, think about the real value of Christ and his coming and his death for us. Because if we think about them more, we can find the real value more. Why? Because we are sinners. He came to us. Even though we couldn't understand the real value of it, we asked different things. Jesus died on the cross for saving us. So that is the real value. I will encourage you. That value would be encouraging you in your life context. And praise the Lord with all your heart. Let's pray.